crunch to lunch. It's Kellogg's Corn Flakes, the original, the flakes more people eat for more punch to lunch. Kellogg's Corn Flakes. And for more thrilling adventure in the great outdoors, it's Mark Trail.
Battling the raging elements. Fighting the savage wilderness. Striking at the enemies of man and nature. One man's name resounds from snow-capped mountains down across the sun-baked plains. Mark Trail.
And now Kellogg's Corn Flakes invite you to share another thrilling adventure with Mark Trail.
The gateway to the Orient is the Hawaiian Islands, the exotic rainbow land of the Pacific, where black magic and superstition are as real as the fire-wreathed volcanoes and gently swaying palms. But the thoughts of the two tall men striding along a dirt road some miles from Hawaii National Park are far from these island mysteries.
This way, Johnny.
Hey, Mark, how much farther we go to this camp you say is ready for us?
Only about a half a mile more.
But why we camp so close to volcano, Mark? Maybe this big stone, she spit the fire on us.
Well, this is the heart of the wild Nene Range, Johnny. We can get a pretty good idea of their number from the nest we find here.
Tell me, this Nene bird, what is she like? I have never heard of this bird in North Woods.
Well, it's the wild Hawaiian goose, Johnny. There are only a few of them left alive.
Oh, so that is why you have come here,
eh? Uh-huh. The government wants to make sure those birds... Listen, Johnny, there's a Nene now.
So?
Hey, what in blazes?
Hey, Mark, look, that old man is shoot that bird.
Come on, Johnny, we've got to stop him.
Good, they miss him.
Stop! Hey, don't shoot that bird! Kapoo! Kapoo! It's forbidden!
Stay back, cowardies! Stay back!
Oh, no! I take that gun, old timer.
No! No!
And just to teach you a lesson, I pick you up!
Put his hands on it, and then going to face him.
Oh, okay, we put you down.
Easy, Johnny.
For this insult, you die! Ali die.
You make big talk.
I am Kahuna. I put curse of death on you.
Hey, look, Johnny. Putting four sticks in the ground.
Why you do this, old man? What it mean?
Each stick one day. Today I, Lanikau, put them here beside my hut. Tomorrow I take one out. The next day another. When I take out last stick, you...
both die. That must be our camp, Johnny. No sense. Kiyoki's cable said it was high in the lava bed.
Oh, by God, Mark, keep this high, all right.
Hey, there are two men coming out of the tent to meet us. Oh, the one on the right must be Kiyoki.
He is a Hawaiian fella who is our guide.
Right, Johnny.
Hi, good morning. You are Mark Trail.
That's right. This is my friend, Johnny Malott.
How do you do? I am Keoki, and this is Mr. Archer.
How are you?
Archer, you own that ranch we passed on our way up here?
Yeah, that's right.
Mr. Trail, we have heard that you have trouble.
Trouble?
Yeah. A run-in with a kahuna, a native witch doctor.
Well, yes, but how did you hear about it so soon? It only happened 10 minutes ago.
The coconut wireless, Mr. Trail.
Coconut wireless? What kind of thing is that?
Well, nobody's been able to explain it, Malott. Just mysterious whispers, you might say, that spread news around the islands faster than any telephone.
Oh, I think maybe I'd take some of this coconut back to North Woods.
But now, Mr. Trail, there is no one to help you in your work.
What?
Kiyoki had a crew of natives ready and waiting for you, but the minute they heard the kahuna had set up the death sticks, they ran away.
Well, I guess we'll just have to find another crew.
No, that is impossible. The natives will not work for a man who is being prayed to death by a kahuna.
But I've got a job to do. I need help.
I don't think you understand, Trail. There's a death curse on you and your friend here. Now, the best thing you can do now is leave the island, and the faster the better.
Oh, come now, Archer. Surely you don't put any stock in all this superstitious nonsense.
Well, I've lived in the islands a long time, Trail. And I've seen enough to give me a healthy respect for what a kahuna can do.
I'm here to find out how many nenes are left. And to set aside a protected range for them if they need it. And I'm not going to let anything stand in my way.
It's your funeral. I got to get back to my cattle now, but don't say I didn't try to warn you, Trail.
Thanks.
Hey, you know something, Mark? I think that Archer, he is glad this happened to us.
Mr. Archer grazes his cattle on government land.
Oh, so that's it. I suppose he's afraid I might take over that land for a Nene range.
It has been foretold that with your coming, he would lose the land.
Who said so?
Lanikau, the kahuna.
Listen, Tioki, you're an intelligent man. Surely you don't believe in all this black magic mumbo-jumbo.
I cannot say, but I am afraid for you, Mr. Trail. Mr. Archer gave you good advice when he told you to go home.
Well, I'm not going. I've got a job to do, and I'm going to do it.
As you wish. I can do no more than warn you. Once a man has been kahuna, he is of the walking dead.
We'll continue in a moment, so stand by. Well, whatever the adventure, you can always count on Mark Trail to have plenty of punch. And do folks say that about you? You're in the big hurdles race at the school track meet. Do you flash off like a whippet at the start? Are you the one who flies over the hurdles like a real track star, clearing each bar cleanly, smoothly, and in record time? Is that you? Well, this much is sure. No matter how fast you are, no matter how well you've trained, you can't do your best unless those flying feet of yours are powered by a better breakfast, like a breakfast starring Kellogg's Corn Flakes. Because Kellogg's Corn Flakes help give you more punch to lunch. Right. To be a winner, you've got to be ready to turn on the pressure, ready to bear down hard if you want to come out ahead. And for that, you need quick-acting power, like the quick energy power of corn, the solid, hard-hitting suck you get from a better breakfast featuring Kellogg's Corn Flakes. And just wait till you slip a spoon into a big bowl full of Kellogg's Corn Flakes. Those bigger, crisper, golden flakes are chock full of the sweet, live flavor only Kellogg's Corn Flakes can give you. Flavor's the big difference. The reason why Kellogg's Corn Flakes are the world's most popular ready-to-eat cereal. So ask Mother to get you Kellogg's Corn Flakes at the store and have them on the table every single day. Then help yourself to more punch till lunch with Kellogg's Corn Flakes. Kellogg's Corn Flakes. And say, don't miss a word of today's program because you're going to hear how to get a handsome identification bracelet with your own name on it. In the Hawaiian Islands, on an assignment by the Conservation Bureau to take a census of the rapidly disappearing Nene bird, Mark and Johnny Malott prevented a kahuna, a native witch doctor, from shooting one of the rare birds. In retaliation, the kahuna planted four sticks in the ground, announcing that he would remove one stick each day. At the end of the fourth day, Mark and Johnny would be dead. Now, late afternoon of the first day, Mark, Johnny, and Keoki, their guide, work their way up the slopes of the volcano, searching for the nests of the Nene.
Take it easy now, Johnny.
Mother got a secret cow, but this climbing, she is hard work. Listen, this volcano, she not blow a red off while we are here, does she?
How about it, Keoki? The volcano still alive?
Yes. Every once in a while, it erupts. But it has not happened in a long time.
I hope it's not happened now.
This is the end of the path, Mr. Trail. We must now use this rope to help us.
These lava slopes are steep, all right, Keoki. The Nene nest ought to be safe enough up here.
Safe, yes. But food, that is the big problem for Nene.
Hey, how did these birds get water to drink, Mark?
Oh, there are plenty of rain pools among the lava beds, Johnny.
This Nene is funniest goose I ever hear of. Real gooses stay where there is water to swim.
And Nene's don't like the water, Johnny. In fact, they stay as far away from the sea as they can.
Oh, everything she is upside down in this country.
All right, Keoki, give me the rope.
Here you are, Mr. Fair.
There's a big rock up there. I'll throw the rope around it, and we can pull ourselves up. Now stay back and give me a little room.
Mr. Keoki.
What is it, Johnny?
You do not believe that we die by the time 4 days go by, eh?
That's what the kahuna said, Johnny.
So when witch doctor pull up that last stick, he's over just like that, no?
Just like that.
Okay, the rope's fastened. Come on, let's climb up.
You go first, Mr. Trail. I hope to hold the rope steady.
All right. Give it one last pull to make sure it's tight.
Mark, the big rock come down. Look out. Sacre bleu. Hey, Mark, you okay?
Yes, Johnny. I don't understand. I tested that rock first, and it was as firm as Gibraltar.
It is magic of witch doctor, that is what.
Yes, the kahuna is working. Your doom is sealed. There is no escape from it.
settle this.
Here's the spot where the rock was.
No, it tells us nothing, Mr. Trey.
Oh, yes, it does, Keoki. Look over there.
What is it, Mark? You see a ghost, maybe?
Ghost, nothing. The man's footprint, there in the dust.
Yes, you are right. And there is another.
The tracks of a riding boot. Fresh tracks, too. Somebody was just up here.
Then you believe the rock was pushed over on you?
It didn't fall by itself, Keoki.
But why, Mark? Why anyone do this? It's not time for us to die. Witch doctor, he said...
You can forget the witch doctor, Johnny. Somebody's trying to scare us off.
The curse of Kauna works in strange ways.
Yes? Well, it looks like this curse is getting a little man-made assistant.
My God, Mark, hurry up. I am hungry enough to eat a horse.
Camp is just around the bend of the trail, Johnny. You'll eat soon enough.
I will prepare real Hawaiian meal. Limu and poe and...
I don't know what it is, Keoki, but it certainly sounds good.
Hey, Mark, look. Our camp, it is like the big storm it is.
Great Scott. Somebody wrecked the place.
All of our supplies are ruined.
Fight, yeah. This is worst thing that happened so far. What do we do now, hey, Mark?
Well, this is going far enough. I'm going to have a talk with Lanikau.
Wait. Mr. Gray.
What?
Look here on the ground in front of your tent. Now there are only three sticks. We are coming to Lanikau's hut now. Remember what I told you. Keep your eyes lowered and I will talk to him.
All right, Keoki. Be sure to tell him that I'm here to protect the Nene. And I won't stand for anyone killing him. Not even the Kahuna.
But Mr. Trail, Kahuna has special privileges.
Yes, yes, I know. Probably why the bird is almost extinct.
Hey, Mark. This is one creepy place.
Be quiet, Johnny. We're coming to the hut.
The door is open. Oh, I'm afraid we have made the trip for nothing, Mr. Trail. The hut is empty.
Sacre bleu. Look.
What's the matter?
Mr. Trail. The stick.
Well, there's only one left. What does it mean, Keoki?
The Kahuna has cut down your time.
Cut down our time?
When he removes that last stick, you are doomed.
Oh, we are, eh? We'll see about that when the time comes, Keoki. And... isn't it unusual for a witch doctor to speed up a death curse like this?
Yes. Kahuna's a very patient man. There would have to be a reason.
A reason like somebody paying the Kahuna to speed it up?
Perhaps. The services of a Kahuna can be bought.
And someone who wanted to get rid of me in a hurry could be behind this.
It is possible.
That might explain those sticks that were set up in front of our tent. I don't believe the Kahuna put those up, because there were three of them left.
I hear something, Mark.
Listen. Drums. What does that mean?
I do not know, Mr. Trey. It has been a long time since I've heard drums.
Mark, I'm not like this.
Oh, forget it, Johnny. Probably just a native ceremony of some kind. Well, no sense hanging around here.
Where we go, then? Our camp is wrecked. No food, tents, all cut up.
That's your job, Johnny. Yours and Keoki. You fix up the camp and get more supplies.
We stop at the ranch on the way. Mr. Archer, he will sell us new supplies.
Good. Then go in now, both of you.
Hey, wait. Where you go, Mark?
Back up the lava slopes to check those Nene nests. I want to be sure Lanikau isn't up to any mischief.
I go with you.
No, no. Keoki needs help.
But maybe it's dangerous up there. Only one stick is left.
That's the point, Johnny. I'm going up there to show Lanikau exactly what I think of those sticks.
Thank you for sending me these supplies, Mr. Archer, and for the use of the truck.
That's all right, Keoki. I only hope Trail will have use for all this stuff.
What do you mean by that?
Why, nothing. I
only... Listen here. You took stress or I find you over back.
No, let go of me, Milan. Everyone in the valley knows that there's only one death stick left. Listen to those drums.
What do they mean? The Kahuna have something to do with them.
Of course. He's beating out the death chant.
Come on, Johnny. We must get back to camp. Get in the truck.
And not like that fellow Archer. But maybe he give Johnny Malat one good idea, Keoki.
What's that, Johnny?
We're going to a place where drums beat.
Yes. I think Lanikau is at old native temple, not far from here.
You let me up there.
Why? What are you going to do?
Listen. If that last stick is staying ground, why then nothing can happen. I am, right, Kyoki?
Yes, I suppose so, but I don't understand.
Johnny will not carry witch doctor away, so he cannot pull the stick.
Oh, no, Johnny. If you touch the kahuna, you will arouse every native in the valley.
The native, bah. I take care of them.
You must not do it. Wait until Mr. Trail comes back.
That's too late, maybe. So, drums are close. You let me off here.
No, I cannot let you do this.
You stop the car.
No.
All right, then I jump out.
No, Johnny, wait.
You tell Mark I fixed everything just fine.
Go! Johnny, come back!
Trail! Mark Trail! Where are you? Trail!
Over here! Who is it?
It's Archer! Listen, Trail! You gotta get out of here fast!
What is it, Archer? What's the matter?
Look for yourself. There. On the path below.
What?
Natives. Some of them are armed.
What do they want?
They're looking for you. They mean to kill you, Trail.
Well, what's it all about?
Your friend Johnny Malott, he's kidnapped the kahuna.
What?
Yeah, they think Malott brought the kahuna up here to you. But I guess he's taken him to your camp.
Oh, I can't believe it. Why would Johnny do a thing like that?
To keep the kahuna from pulling out that last stick.
Oh, great Scott, we're in for it now.
Mr. Trail, are you all right?
Kyoki, where did you come from?
I came up the other side of the slope. I'm glad I made it in time.
What can we do about these people, Kyoki? How can we make them understand?
I will speak to them. These people trust me. I will tell them to come back to camp with us and witness the release of the kahuna.
That won't work.
It's worth a try, Kyoki. Go ahead and put everything you've got into it. All right, Johnny. Cut those ropes and let the kahuna go.
But, Mark, if we let him go, he will pull stick out.
You hear that crowd out there, Johnny? They'll kill us in another minute if the kahuna isn't released.
Mr. Taylor's right. Cut the ropes, Johnny.
All right, but I still think...
No knife! Do not kill me!
Put the knife down. Untie him.
I will help you, Johnny.
All he will die. White men, they will die tonight.
What'd I tell you, Trail?
Keep on at this, Archer.
There. He is free.
Good. Now, come on. We're going back to his hut with him.
But why?
Kyoki, tell the natives they can come too.
Mark, are you crazy? Why you go there?
We're going to make the kahuna take that stick out. I've had enough of this.
Natives will not go near that stick.
All right, then let them stay here.
Haven't you caused enough trouble, Trail? Why don't you go while the going's good?
Because I'm going to settle this business once and for all, Archer. Come along, if you've got the nerve.
You're mad to do this. I've lived in the islands a long time, and I've seen more than one man prayed to death by a kahuna.
I'll take my chances, Archer.
Look, the kahuna walks toward the stick.
Lanikau, now pull up stick. Show power of kahuna to unbelieving white men. So, the stick is out, and now you die.
Well, Jimmy, how do you feel?
By God, I am all right, I think.
I've never felt better in my life.
You die! You die! Howdy, die! Sacre
bleu! The volcano!
Blazes! It's erupting!
Look, Mark, the volcano, it spit fire!
It's an earthquake!
We'll all die!
Sacre bleu, the ground shall shake like rocking chair.
The stick of death, its curse is on us all.
The earth shudders and trembles beneath their feet. Mark's companions stare at him accusingly, convinced that he has doomed them to a horrible death. Has the curse of the kahuna actually come true? We'll continue in a moment, so keep listening.
Get a load of that.
That's the identification bracelet Kellogg's Corn Flakes is offering to each and every listener.
And with your own name right on the nameplate.
Say, listen, boys and girls, get in on this wonderful Kellogg offer. Now you can own a strong, good-looking identification bracelet inscribed with your own name. The heavy-duty link chain and curved nameplate have an expensive-looking nickel finish. And with a sturdy safety clasp and tarnish-resistant treatment, your identification bracelet will last for a long time.
Say, wait till you try it on. See the way it fits your wrist, the way your name shows up. Why, once you get it, you won't trade it for anything.
You're sure to want one for yourself right away, so write for your identification bracelet today. And say, why not get one for Mom and Pop or maybe your best friends? Each bracelet makes a wonderful gift. And you can have any name up to 14 letters inscribed on the nameplate.
Best of all, your identification bracelet only costs you 25 cents and two Kellogg's Corn Flakes box tops.
That's right. So hurry. Here's all you do. Send 25 cents and two Kellogg's Corn Flakes box tops, plus the name you want engraved. Include your own name and address, clearly printed, and mail to Kellogg's, Box 324, Battle Creek, Michigan.
Remember, for each bracelet, mail 25 cents and two Kellogg's Corn Flakes box tops, plus the names you want engraved. Clearly print your name and address and send to Kellogg's, Box 324, Battle Creek, Michigan. Send for your identification bracelet today.
Defying the superstition and black magic of the islands, Mark ordered Lenikau, the native witch doctor, to pull up the last stick, which, according to the ancient curse, would bring about his and Johnny's immediate death. But as the last stick was withdrawn from the ground, the volcano above them suddenly burst into flame, and the earth shook in a mighty upheaval.
So it is dead. The last stick, and you die.
My God, the volcano should blow us up.
Get down, everybody.
No, step back, quick. The ground is cracking. It's opening up. Jump, hurry.
An expansion check like clockwork, please.
Look out, the chasm. It's opening up right under our feet.
Hang on, tight.
Hey, I think it's letting up. Thank heavens, there's no lava.
Sometimes these quakes only last for a minute.
Yeah, I think we have all right, by God. Nobody will die after all.
So wait a minute. Where's the kahuna?
Huh? Why, he's gone.
But he was standing there.
Hey, I hear him.
Great Scott, he's down that chasm.
He fell in when the ground opened beneath us.
I see him, Mark. He hang on ledge 7, maybe 8 feet down.
Hang on, Lenikau. Johnny.
Yes, Mark.
You've always said you were the strongest man in the Northwood. Now here's your chance to prove it.
You tell me what to do, Mark.
Swing me over this ledge by my feet so I can reach the old man.
Sure thing. That is easy. Come on.
Kiyoki. And you, Archer. Hold on to Johnny's waist.
Yes. We will steady him.
Sure.
Coming, Lenikau. Got me, Johnny?
Yes. You go ahead.
Hold on, Lenikau. I'll reach in a second.
You are close to him yet, Mark.
A little further, Johnny. A little farther.
Go ahead, Johnny. We hold you.
Yeah, but hurry up, will you?
A little farther, Johnny.
By God, I am awful close to the edge.
Yes. So close, my friend, that you will slip.
Hey.
Look out, my lord. He's trying to push us over.
No, by God, he'll not push me.
Johnny, don't let go of me.
I still got you with one hand. Hold still. I get your other foot again.
What happened?
We run into some trouble, but I fix fine. Now, get Kahuna, and we'll finish off this monkey business.
Now, what in blazes was that all about, Johnny?
I don't know. Kiyoki, he blow his stub juice like volcano. I have to eat him.
He tried to push us all into the chasm trail.
Oh, he did, eh? Well, I think we're getting to the bottom of this superstitious business now.
Too bad I eat him so hard. He cannot talk yet.
That's all right. I think Lenikau can give us the answers. Can't you, Lenikau?
Lenikau owes his life to you, Howley. I repaid debt any way he wish.
Well, first of all, you'll stop scaring people with your death sticks.
Kahuna's power gone. Death sticks failed.
And secondly, who is behind all this? Who told you to speed up the curse and to beat the death chant on the drums?
It was Kiyoki.
Why?
I think I got the answer to that, Trail. I've heard rumors that Kiyoki's been buying nenes from the natives. They're pretty rare, and he sells them to tourists at pretty high prices.
Is that true, Lenikau?
It's true.
By God, an old time I think it's you, Mr. Hutcher. I think you're afraid your grazing range for cattle would be taken by government.
Not a bit. There's plenty of room for my cattle.
But wait, Mark. These sticks in front of our tent in the camp.
Kiyoki put them there. I saw the same footprints around them. The same that were near the rock that almost hit me. And they were small feet, too. Kiyoki size.
Oh, sure. Mr. Archer, you got boots, but they big like canal boats.
Well, under the circumstances, I'm very thankful.
So now, Mark, we'll wrap up this fella Kiyoki and take him to Sheriff. Then we'll finish job with Nene, eh?
Are you sure you want it, Johnny? After all, the curse may still be upon us. Island magic is pretty powerful, you know.
By God, Johnny Malat, he's afraid of nothing. This curse is for the bird, the Nene bird.
Hello, could just get cablegram from the United States.
Oh? Oh, thanks, Johnny. Oh, I see. Oh, it's Inspector Davis in Lost Forest.
Something is wrong.
No, no, Johnny. But he wants me to hurry back. We've got to go down to Arizona and make a survey for a wildlife preserve.
Oh, that sounds real easy. You'll not find volcano in Arizona.
Or any other kind of trouble, I hope.
But on Wednesday, when Mark arrives in the Arizona desert, he receives a strange welcome and finds danger lurking beneath the silver sky. Tune in, same time, same station on Wednesday, and find out what happened to Mark Trail. Battling the raging elements, fighting the savage wilderness, striking at the enemies of man and nature, one man's name resounds from snow-capped mountains down across the sun-baked plains, Mark Trail.
Say, does your dog perk up his ears when he hears another dog bark? Maybe that dog's telling him about Kellogg's Grow Pup, the dog food that's a complete dinner. It takes a real food like Kellogg's Grow Pup Ribbon to keep a husky, happy dog on the go. Grow Pup Ribbon is solid nourishment, not two-thirds moisture like leading canned dog food. That's why, pound for pound, Grow Pup provides three times the nourishment for your dog. So see that he gets Kellogg's Grow Pup Ribbon or Grow Pup Meal regularly.
Remember to tune in then on Wednesday when Mark Trail will again be brought to you by Kellogg's Corn Flakes, the cereal that helps give you more punch till lunch.
This program is entirely fictitious. The resemblance of any name, personality, or incident to an actual person or event is merely coincidental. This program came from New York. Mark Trail by Ed Dodd also appears in the comics of many of America's leading newspapers. Look for it daily and in weekend editions. Matt Crowley portrays Mark Trail. Today's Mark Trail was written by Gilbert Braun, directed by Drex Hines. Jackson Beck speaking. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.